Ancient Israel's Phoenician neighbors were not only exporters of glass and purple dye, they also exported their religion, the worship of a god of fertility called Baal, the worship of the forces of nature instead of nature's god. That's a difference as great as the difference between a workman and his tools. Ahab, king of Israel, married the Phoenician princess Jezebel. The new queen spread her religion with a bloody sword. The true God sent the prophet Elijah to announce a divine wake-up call. There was to be no rain until further notice. Baal, of course, could do nothing because he was nothing. And yet, Baal worship, dressed up and under new names, persists to this day. We're told that the natural world is all that there is, and to see that is real spirituality. Sexual excesses and perversions are promoted in the name of doing what's natural. We're told that in each of us is a divine something, our own godness. Don't be fooled. There's only one creator, one true God, who's revealed himself in the Bible. All other so-called gods or spirituality are deception and illusion, gods that kill. Try to drink from a mirage, and you'll die in the desert. We have an inner thirst that only the true God can satisfy.